This podcast includes information provided by the issuer and does not express the views of the interviewer. This podcast may also include forward-looking statements by the issuer that involve certain risks and uncertainties to its business. Because forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties, the issuer's actual results could differ from those indicated in this podcast. Welcome to the Planet Microcap Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Kraft, and thank you all so much for the support and for tuning in. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Bobby K. Kraft. That's B-O-B-B-Y-K-K-R-A-F-T. And if you like what you hear, I would greatly appreciate you rate and review the podcast on iTunes so that more investors can learn about the world of microcap stocks and join in on the conversation. So this is a very special podcast episode with my friend Chris Lahiji to discuss the upcoming conference, the LD Micro Main Event, taking place at the Lux Hotel in Los Angeles, California, December 6th through the 8th. This is the ninth year of the main event, and we at Stock News Now are proud to support the conference and look forward to another outstanding event. You know, so while I had him on the phone, I figured I'd also ask Chris his thoughts on what's happening in the microcap stock market currently and what to look out for at his December conference. Thank you again for tuning in to every episode of the Planet Microcap Podcast, and please enjoy my interview with Chris Lahiji. But first, a word from our sponsor.
A comprehensive streaming of market data, research, and portfolio management application for you. QuoteStream is a real-time streaming quotes and research system designed for the day trader, retail investor, institutional investor, both new and old. QuoteStream offers low latency, tick-by-tick data, advanced charting, comprehensive technical analysis, news, and research. With no software to install and no servers to maintain, QuoteStream is the ideal solution for you. Go to stocknewsnow.com and start your free 7-day trial. Click the QuoteStream banner in the header or real-time quotes in the nav bar to get started building and managing your investments.
For this special episode of the Planet Microcap Podcast, I have Chris Lahiji on the program to discuss his upcoming LD Micro main event in Los Angeles, California. Chris, welcome back to the Planet Microcap Podcast.
Thank you for having me. Everything's going well.
Nice, dude. That's good to hear. As always, we're really excited about the conference coming up in December. You want to kind of go into a little bit about it and, you know, what we can look forward to coming up this December?
Of course. So people who know me well and have been to previous events know that we tend to start a little bit later than most other conferences. And I don't know if it's a combination of procrastination, laziness, intensity. I don't really know what the reason is, but we just start usually about eight to 12 weeks beforehand. So historically, the first people that have an option to ultimately present at the conference are the sponsors. And we're very, very proud to essentially have about 95% of sponsors come back again this year. And typically, we usually get between 20 and 30 companies over a two-week basis just from the sponsors alone. This year, the number was closer to 160.
Wow.
So it's good because it shows us there's a lot of interest in coming to the main event. It's also sad because there's going to be a lot of companies that want to come that will not, you know, that will not be able to secure spots. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what we're doing right now internally. We feel that the number for the 6th, 7th, and 8th will be 240 on the dot. And it's going to be, it's just a really, really, really good list so far. You know, the smallest company is about 10 million. Biggest company right now is 1.2 billion. And I think that, you know, the most influential names are going to be ones that get confirmed in the coming weeks. Mm-hmm. So we've been busy. We're excited. This is going to be the 9th annual. And we just want to make it a venue where people can ultimately come with a clean with a clear conscience, be happy, and, you know, go see new names and get updates on old ones and communicate with the powers that be in the space.
And what dates is it again?
It's December 6th, 7th, and 8th. Mm-hmm. So the trick is, you know, if you're like an Ironman / power user like me, you know, you want to come in on the 5th and probably probably roll out on the 8th. The 6th and 7th are both full days from 7:30 to 5:30. The last day is going to be 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. So you know, we're just, like I said, I mean, obviously, you know, there's 47 days until the 5th. There's a lot to do. We're confirming the panels, the guest speakers, the keynotes, the secret keynote. I mean, these are all things that is a labor of love. But again, I mean, the trick is that you don't know it until you experience it. And I feel that, you know, there's been a lot of organizations that have tried to replicate certain elements of the conference in years past. I think that just like a pair of Levi's, it's a really difficult thing to emulate. Mm-hmm.
So just based on what you're seeing right now, you know, how is your initial list of companies breaking down? Because I know in years past, it's like kind of a microcosm of what's been going on in the year in microcaps. You know, there's always a selection of value plays, your growth plays, and then there's certain sectors that seem to be more weighted than others in terms of companies that are presenting. So how's that breaking down so far?
We are, so far, I think there's roughly, I think the final mixture had about 30 to 35% new companies for the very first time. You'll have a lot of those, you know, the names that have been coming for years, the legacy guys, and you know, they basically, it's kind of a who's who. When you look at the LD Micro Index, we break it into 11 different sectors. Mm-hmm. All 11 sectors will be represented at the conference. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's always kind of getting that, you know, a new set of fresh names, companies that really don't go out that much. Guys can come and take a look at them at the conference. And then, again, representation from all the other segments that are ultimately part of the index. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing for the first time this year is we're making a very concentrated effort in getting as many index companies as possible. That's so great. So that people can see some of the componentry out of the 1,100 companies that consists of the overall index.
Mm-hmm. So I think, Chris, the last time I spoke with you was in, I believe it was February. Well, no, we did a recap at the Invitational. So what I want to know also is, you know, what do you think of the current state of the microcap market? You know, where are we at? What seems to be in favor? What's going on?
Money is back. And the way that I look at it is you could only beat a dead horse so many times. I mean, a lot of these companies got madder to the point where, you know, they were almost going into complete oblivion. So it's really nice to see interest come back. And again, it's really unique. I think it's all directly correlated to your liquidity. So it seems like the companies that have more liquidity tend to be the ones that guys want to trade and bid up first. So I don't even know if it's a quality thing anymore. I just think that, you know, it may be one of these things where guys want to trade and have the flexibility of getting out of their positions if something changes. Mm-hmm. And you've seen the companies that kind of didn't have a problem with liquidity really rally in the last 6 to 9 months. And then the companies that, you know, are still relatively stagnant and not trading that much, the illiquid companies, you know, they're still relatively illiquid. So I think that changes. I think money's going to rotate back into some of the higher quality names. But it's just really good not to be down. You know, there's a lot of things that I can't explain. But if it goes up and I can't explain it, I think it's a lot better than going down. Mm-hmm. And I can't explain it. So let's see. What's crazy is for the first time in a long time, there's actually a few companies that are looking to go public in the space, which is something that I have been a huge proponent of. It's like, just, we need more companies to go public. We need, you know, investable ideas. Because the bottom line is, if the end investor doesn't make any money, nobody in this space exists. Mm-hmm. So that's, I'm just hoping that this continues. And you know as well as I do, no one can predict what happens next. But I'm just hoping that the quality just gets better and better and better in the space over time.
Yeah. I feel like it's with all, you know, the tools that are out there, you know, a lot of companies are starting to kind of recognize what investors are looking for and understanding, like, that's what I was just at a conference recently where, like, one company did a presentation and it was like he was reading the pamphlet of, you know, how value investors they look at companies, and basically formatted his presentation around that, you know. So do you feel like that's happening too?
I based off every company that I know that is a microcap company in North America, there are less than 5% that are doing anything actively with IR. Mm-hmm. And I can't explain why more companies don't make a concentrated effort to go out. But all I can say is that there are companies that really haven't spoken with anybody over the last 3 years that are finally starting to open up. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that all of them are going to come to the conference. I'm just saying that, you know, they're being cognizant for the first time that going out and presenting and showcasing yourself to the existing world is not a bad idea.
Right.
I always say it's smart to do some IR. It's, you know, you just don't want to go too crazy. You know, because you know that there's been many instances over the years of companies basically trying to promote aggressively, and usually the end result is the company rips higher and then comes crashing down.
Yeah.
So, again, all positive signs. I think that it'll be very interesting to see what happens if there's a 10-15% correction, though, because the general rule of thumb is if there's a 10-15% correction for the broad base, that is a 20-25% correction for microcap.
Mm.
So let's see what happens. I'm not trying to, you know, screw the pooch or be buzz-killing Tim, but we need to be cognizant that the tape has been really good for a lot of people over the last year, and I'm hoping that it continues.
So what has been, like, you know, every year there seems to be like a cool new theme that you go after at your events. So what do you see that being this year? You know, when it comes to the types of companies presenting, or, you know, maybe you can key us in or give us a hint on the guest keynote speaker, the secret keynote speaker. I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, dude, there's no way in hell I'm going to disclose that. I mean,
it's you, man. It must be you. I know it's going to be you.
Even if somebody actually suggested that, if the keynote speaker canceled, that I would be the secret keynote. And then I think David Scher would be the moderator. And you know that David and I don't really like each other, so it'd be very, very interesting for, you know, for the hundreds to sit in and kind of tune in. I will give you a little bit of a secret on the secret keynote. I tend to kind of like cynical guys. I just like them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it reminds me a lot of my own dad. It reminds me a lot of myself. I kind of just like half-empty people. And it's not because we're always just, you know, how can I put this, like, negative or, like, curmudgeons or anything like that. It's just that I always love a cynic's fresh perspective. I like the guy who says something that nobody else will in the business. So imagine someone very similar to our last secret keynote, which I won't even divulge because it was a secret. And luckily there were no photos on Twitter. But I expect to see fireworks. And you know what? It may be someone that has nothing to do with finance. You know, maybe it's a chess master. Maybe it's a former tennis player. Maybe it's someone who basically went through hell in their life. You know, the trick is not only to entertain, but also to inspire.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that secret keynote is big. You know, I'll give you another hint. They're probably going to be coming from San Diego, California. So think about that. Keynotes look very good. Panels look very good. The big theme this year, fast food, fast casual restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
All you can eat for me. Noodles and Company, The Habit, El Pollo Loco, you name it, I'm interested. Okay, mm-hmm. Restaurants have always been a big draw. Hopefully I can convince Burke from Kona Grill to finally make a presence. And I think we're going to be spoiled when it comes to food.
That's interesting that you say that. It's kind of almost like contrarian, at least to me from what I've seen. But would you say it's that?
It is contrarian, but I think a lot of these companies are profitable. I think a lot of these companies, the valuations have come down to the point that you're actually getting a relatively decent deal. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, you cannot question food. I mean, food is one of the things that people love to discuss. Mm-hmm. So that's a big theme for me. I mean, I think Habit El Pollo Loco, I don't know how it's going to look like 5-10 years down the road, but, you know, I think that they're going to be well-received.
Cool. So, Chris, where can people go and find more information about LD Micro, the event, and, you know, also, before that, how about an update on the index? How are we doing there?
Index, I think it's up about 14% for the year. It's double the Russell. It's really, Bobby, again, it's a very slow-moving trade. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's, for us, it's kind of like preaching the gospel, if you will. And it all depends. Either someone really understands it immediately, and some people it takes a lot of time, and some people absolutely abhor the website. I'll tell you this. They prefer to use Yahoo Finance, which has been nothing but excellence, precision, high quality, just works beautifully. I wish we could aspire to be like Yahoo Finance. But all in all, we're very, very happy with the traction that we're getting internally. Again, it's little by little, but the conversion rates are high. The more people come to the site, the longer time they spend. Mm-hmm. So that's the biggest, that's the big reoccurring thing that we're looking at. And who knows? We'll see what type of amenities we can provide in the coming years. But all in all, I'm very excited for it. I think in 5 years' time, the events will be secondary to the data composition that the LD Micro website has for everybody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you can definitely thank us. I have it up all day, every day, pretty much. It's my barometer to see what's going on in the space. You know, I don't follow any of the other ones, you know, because when it comes to micro caps, like you act, it's micros, you know, like this is where you go to find it, at least on the data side. Yeah.
No, I appreciate it, Bobby. I think because you get it. Mm-hmm. And I think most people do. But the difference is, too, you tend to understand it a lot easier when someone is there showing you firsthand. It's always more difficult over the phone, and it's always more difficult by yourself. But it's relatively self-explanatory, too. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not a microcap guy, the site won't make any sense for you. That's fine. That's the intention. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, why do I go to certain watch websites? Because I love watches, even though I can't wear them. I love learning about them. What the hell would I be doing on a watch blog if I'm not interested in watches? The same is true for LD. Mm-hmm. You know you're a small cap guy, or you're not a real micro cap or small cap guy unless you go to the site, mm-hmm. point blank. Or you're paying, or you have a Bloomberg account, or you have a Cap IQ account, which provides fantastic data, or you can customize your own thing. Either than that, you're going to have to go through the site to get the information that will be invaluable.
Well, what's important, the thing that I like about it is that, you know, since I've started following it about, you know, when you guys launched it, is, you know, you want to give yourself time to start following it so you can actually see and compare, you know, the LD Micro Index to, you know, the Russell and all the other, you know, micro indexes out there and see how it works, you know, and adopt it as your barometer to see what's going on. You know, like what we do with our website, you see it every day. Like we do our daily breakdown to see, you know, to show people what's going on and what you should be paying attention to in microcaps, you know? So we enjoy it as that tool, you know, for us on the news side, you know, that's how we use it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, look, again, over time, I think it will be the standard in this space. But you can't say that until it happens. And even if it does happen, I won't say it. Mm-hmm. But I never believed in a product so greatly than the product that we have today, straight up.
Cool. All right, dude. So where can people go and find more information about the upcoming event? And how can they register?
Just contact us, ldmicro.com, go to the event section, click on registration, tell us why you think you should come. There's also one more important thing to note that I think is very consequential. we're reducing attendance by 20-25% this year, okay? Mm-hmm. We just don't have enough space at the Lux. We want to be respectful to everyone's private space, so there will be less people attending this year. Mm-hmm. It is by design. There was over 2,200 people that were interested in coming last year. We probably, you know, I want to say we probably granted less than 50% invites, but just know that, you know, if you don't have an invitation, it's going to be difficult to get one. Straight, you know, just keeping it real, if you know what I mean.
Dude, as you always do. So Chris, thank you again for coming on, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Likewise. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you all for tuning into this special episode of the Planet Microcap podcast, and thank you, Chris, again for coming on to the program. You can access the podcast by going on to stocknewsnow.com under podcast, go to podbean.com and search Planet Microcap podcast, or on iTunes and search Planet Microcap podcast. Stay tuned for the next Planet Microcap podcast, where we'll have our next guest to discuss all things microcap. If you have any questions or comments about the podcast, please send an email to info@stocknewsnow.com. I'd love to hear from all of you. This podcast has been brought to you by SNN Incorporated, publishers of StockNewsNow.com, the official microcap news source, and the Microcap Review magazine. I'm your host, Robert Kraft, and thank you again for joining me on the Planet Microcap podcast. Have a great rest of your week, everyone.